I left him lying in the shade. Just imagine, a dog that didn't care about the lady of the house. The very lady who fed us scraps. What was the world coming to? Oh well, I tried to forget the sorry state of the world and made my way down the dusty dog trail to the yard gate. I could feel the sun baking the hairs on my back. My mouth was parched and dry. But in spite of it all, I marched to the gate, sat down in front of Sally Mae, and launched myself into the Howdy program. Switched the tail circuits over to broad carrying sweeps, went to bright lights on the eyes, and squeezed up a smile of utter sincerity. Why, Sally Mae, I see you've come out of the house and you're watering your shrubberies. I haven't seen you in several hours, and I just wanted you to know how deeply I care about... What a pack of lies. I couldn't go on with it. I flopped down on the ground. The caring wags came to a sudden stop. The bright lights went out in my eyes, and I found myself staring at the dusty ground. Who could care about anything in this heat? I had thought that I could pull it off, that all my years of training and discipline would get me through the routine, but the awful heat had dragged me down. I turned a pair of glazed eyes toward Sally Mae. She saw me and smiled.
Hello, Hank. It's hot, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it was hot. Furthermore, I didn't give a rip about... I noticed a cool breeze blowing across the yard and into my face. It felt good. Wonderful. At last, something cool and refreshing. It was the water, see? The wind blowing across the spray of Sally Mae's water. And then I noticed that everything inside the fence was green. As green and refreshing as green refreshing greenery. Wow! I mean, the whole world was baked to a crisp and shriveled up in the heat. But that little oasis in Sally Mae's yard... I returned to the control room of my mind and began reprogramming the program. Up on all fours, broad caring wags, bright lights in the eyes, big cowdog smile. I stood up and smiled. Why, Sally Mae, how nice to see you again. I'm here to deliver a very special message and to let you know that, well, I care deeply about your life. No kidding. How are the children? How's your day been going? At this point, I hooked my front paws over the top of the fence and mushed on with my presentation. Oh, and by the way, I was just noticing your yard. Admiring it, actually. It's so, well, cool and damp and fresh, and I was wondering... You might find this part hard to believe, but here goes. I slithered myself over the fence and oozed down into the cool green refreshingness of the grass. Pretty amazing, huh? You bet. And even more amazing was that I did it with maximum stealth, so quietly and cunningly that she didn't even notice. Which meant that, well, she would probably think that I'd been there all the time. No invasion of her precious yard by dogs. No big deal. We were just there, she and I, chatting and laughing about our various lives and sharing precious moments of something. Preciousness. And caring about each other. That was the most important part. We cared deeply about each other's lives. Once inside the yard, I resumed my presentation. Sally Mae, I can hardly express how deeply and sincerely I admire you for, well, for all the things you do. There are so many things a dog can admire in you that I'm, well, who could list them all?